Yeah, it was a we got off to a great start. So I think we talked about that all week. It was a long week for everybody. So we wanted to start fast, and we got ahead. We played ahead for once. We ran the ball great, got some turnovers on defense. So it was a great win.
How much did the fans pick you up when they started
shouting? Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I've been here a while, so we have great fans. We get great support. It's great to play well and. Play in this environment. Very lucky guy.
Seems like things are settling up front for you. Whatever that combination of five is going to be, it's got to be that five moving forward for you guys to get continuity.
Yeah, and it's, it's always great to have, certain other guys in there who played their butts off tonight, and a lot of guys played still. But I got a lot of confidence in all those guys out there. So who's ever in there, they're here for a reason. They can play. They play well, and hopefully we can build on this. It's one game. As disappointing as last Monday night was, this one is great. We all feel great, but we also got to get back to work tomorrow because we got a huge game this week against Buffalo.
Tom, talk about Brian Gronkowski was very emotional just now talking about you in particular, saying my goal was to go out tonight and help Tom be Tom and have after all the stuff that went on this week. How does that make you feel to know that guys rallied around you based on what happened this week?
Well, and I rally around them, so I love that guy. I mean, everything he's done for this team and the attitude that he brings, he's a phenomenal player. He's been through a lot, Talk about mental toughness. Nobody's got more mental toughness than him, so it's great to play with him. All the guys, Julian, the guys who have been around here a little bit, and the new guys, Danny and Brandon LaFell and Aaron Dawson made some plays, and Tim Wright made some plays tonight. James Detlin got the ball, totally unselfish. So all the guys up front played great. It was just a great win for us.
I'm talking about that everybody ignores the noise, but it seems like a lot of people heard the noise this week and use it as fuel for the fire.
Well, it's hard to be oblivious to things. I mean, we all have TVs or, the internet or, the questions I get and the emails that I get from people that, always concerned, and I'm always emailing back like nobody died. It's just a loss, and I think we've always done a great job putting losses behind us quickly, and trying to move forward. And it doesn't always go right. Football season, you don't go undefeated every year, and you're trying to build something. We're trying to build something that is going to be tough to compete with. So. When we play like we played tonight, still wasn't perfect. Still a lot of things we can do better, and we're going to work at it. And we always do that. We come in and we talk about the things we didn't do well. We talk about the things we did well and the things we need to build on. And, our coaches do a great job of that. We got a great group.
Tony, on television, ESPN this week said that there was tension between the staff. You know what Pence makes up? Would you like to address that at some level?
Well, I love, all those guys, all my coaches, and I've, never had any tension with any of them, truthfully. It's unfortunate that some things get said and talked about, especially when they don't come from me. And I think that's the, when you're in the middle of, especially a real tough week for our team to deal with things that are really outside of football, that are very personal and very personal relationships I've built up for a long time. I got a lot of love and trust for everybody in this building because, we all count on each other. We rely on each other. I think the great thing about this team is when we win, we always, spread it around to everybody. And when we lose, we always take it to heart. And I think that's probably different than what human nature is. I think a lot of times when you lose, people start pointing fingers. And instead, we tend to blame ourselves, which is, probably a great thing for us because, we can learn from our experience, we learn from our mistakes, and then we move forward trying to be a better teammate, better player, and certainly controlling what you can do, which is go out there and play your best. And a lot of guys did that tonight.
How much does skill counts for every game, but how much does emotion can play into a game?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a game of emotion, and you can't come out there without being at your highest. Coach talks about all the time. We play once a week. So whatever you have to do to get yourself ready for that one moment, we work hard all year round for 16 games. And I think, being at your peak every week, for game time is what's most important. The guys emotionally were, I know on the flight home last week, guys were wishing that we could get right back out there and do it again because we knew that we were certainly a lot better than the way we played. You know, we played a lot better tonight, and we're going to need to play a lot better next week.
How would you describe your emotion on that first drive? You looked ready.
Well, we were all ready. I think we were, you know, we were all ready. We were ready to go out there and play a great game of football. I thought, you know, everyone had a great week, and we talked a lot about the things that we needed to do to get better. And, you know, we did some great things. And certainly not turning the ball over is helpful. There's still a couple too many penalties, which hurt us a little bit there. And getting the ball in the red area when we have a chance is going to be really important. But like I said, it's a great football team we played. They're 3-0. They're playing really well all year. And we got ahead of them, and we stayed ahead and really kept the pressure on them. Yeah, they're all great. It's certainly on a Sunday night football, and to come in there and play the way we played was awesome.
How about the play of the tight ends? You know, it seemed like they really were emphasis on offense tonight.
Yeah, they all played great. Certainly Gronk made some great catches and runs, and I wish I'd have got the ball to him a few more times in positions where he could have done something with it. But he's a great player, and getting him involved and Tim involved, Who Man does a great job in his role. So all those guys played their butts off. Jules and I are, we're great friends. So we always find something to goof around with. So I love that guy, and he's just a great person and friend. So, like I said, I'm a lucky guy. 50,000 yards. It means I've been, played in the best place, in the league for a long time, playing for the best owner and the best coach, and being the most prepared because our coaches get us that way every week, and playing with the best group of guys that are really selfless. And, we always talk about what Patriot football is, and I think you saw it tonight.
Tom, can one win like tonight turn everything around? In your experience, you've been through this before, you've been through bad losses. Can a win like tonight right the ship completely?
Well, we were in first place going into the night, so it wasn't, things weren't all bad.
You know what I mean.
I think every week in practice we're trying to do that, and the team that we are today is going to be very different than the team we are in 2.5 months. So, we've got to make the improvements. We got to get better. We got to, certainly all of us have to play better. But it was a great night tonight. Tonight it was good enough, and we're all going to try to elevate our level of play and trust and confidence in one another to, keep doing something that, we want to achieve. And, we got a great opportunity this week, and all these games count for one, whether it was, like I said, Monday night after we, got our butts kicked, that counts for one loss, and tonight counts for one win, and next week's going to count for one. So they're all important. We have to be at our best next week, and getting off to a great start, having a great week is the best way that I know how to prepare to get ready to be at your peak. That's what the guys are going to work hard to do.
Tom, you have a pretty good track record of keeping track of slights and when people doubt you and when people think you are not capable of
I do?
Yeah. Really?
That might be unfair.
Was this a night in which there might have been a little impetus given by the people who said Patriots are done as a dynasty, it's the end of the year?
I think it's a great opportunity for our team. I think that's a little, we try not to get caught up in that stuff, and I think you just focus on the things you can control, and that's to ride it the ups and downs, and you're great, and you suck, and you're great, and you suck, it's exhausting. I think it's exhausting enough when you're winning, to have to deal with those things. And certainly, and when you lose, it sucks for everybody. We don't play this game to, go out there and not play well. So guys take it to heart, and I think guys worked really hard this week to get prepared for tonight. And I said it was a great opportunity for us to come out and show what we're made of.
So the performance the other night was more of a motivator tonight than – anybody outside saying anything about this team, just wanting to play.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, we get paid to play football. We get paid to play it well, actually. So, we should go out there and play really well. We work hard all year round for these moments. And, what we experience in the locker room after that win, you can't put a price tag on that.
Tom, two drives stick out, the first drive. And then the drive when they made it 20-10, you came right back and made it 27-10. Can you talk about what
Well, there wasn't, Josh talks about all the time, guys, there's no special plays I can call. There's no magic plays that I'm just holding. You guys have to go out there and execute. And, you know, we worked hard on that all week. Certainly that first drive and execution was really good. I mean, we threw the ball, we caught it, we ran with it. When we ran great, we blocked great. I mean, all of us, it's that's what offensive football is all about. You know, unless it's just one great individual performance on a particular play, unless 11 guys are on the same page, it's not, you know, really a successful play. So, you know, both those drives, we needed great execution. We play a defense that doesn't give up any easy plays. They don't give up any easy yards. And, you know, the way we played tonight, we played physical, we played aggressive, went out there and, you know, got started and played from ahead, which, you know, we haven't done much of that this season. So playing from ahead, you got the whole game plan. You know, they can't tee off. You know, they're playing from behind. They're trying to force plays. And, you know, we've had to do that, you know, our fair share this year, and that's not really where you want to be offensively. So we stayed aggressive and, you know, ended up, you know, winning by a great margin.
If you had the druthers, would you rather get the first drive of the game or defer and get it for the second half?
Well, we always defer, I mean, when we win, so.
Why defer? Why is that? Why is that game?
It's just a whatever coaching decision, and, you know, that's what happens. So we used to not have a chance whenever you flip the coin, you know, before you could choose. I mean, it was whoever won the toss got the ball. So it's, you know, it's great to start the game and go ahead, especially at home. You know, you get a great momentum, the crowd's into it. You know, we kept them in it all night by all the guys making great plays.
Hey, Tom, on that first drive, you had a scramble, and then you got up, and there was a little conversation going on there. What was happening? Did somebody say something to you? Did you feel compelled to say something to the defender?
I don't remember. Everything was pretty, you know, emotional at that point. Everyone was pumped up. So, you know, there was a lot of going back and forth tonight. I think that, you know, that's kind of it's a lot of jawing back and forth, and you know, we got a couple penalties out of it, unfortunately, but you know, our guys played really hard, and I think we're really into it.
I mean, is that better to see than to have the alternative where you're flat, and maybe that was something that was lacking in previous games, especially last week?
Well, I think, like I said, it was an emotional game, and you know, these games need to be emotional. You need to be emotionally at your peak and to have the highest amount of focus and determination. I mean, I think that's what you strive for every week. So however you need to get to that point, you know, that's where we have to be. That's where we have to be next week at 1 o'clock in Buffalo. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your night.